Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the Public Lands Council and NCBA are praising Chairman Rob Bishop and the House Natural Resources Committee for marking up H.R. 3390, the National Monument Creation and Protection Act. Now, they say H.R. 3390 would bring long overdue reform to the National Monument designation process by setting clear parameters for the appropriate size of designations, giving voice to local residents and business owners, and requiring environmental studies before sweeping designations can be made. A markup is an initial step in the legislative process that allows a bill to move forward for further consideration. There you go, my friends, your government 101 lesson of the day. Now, Dave Eliason, president of the Public Lands Council and a rancher out of Utah, says previous presidents consistently ignored original congressional intent for monument designations to be the smallest area compatible with conservation objectives. Now, the Antiquities Act, a mere four paragraphs, has been used to lock up over 500 million acres of land and water without local input or economic analysis since 1906. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.